G'day, Gowie.
Yeah, morning, fellas. What an exciting morning.
Oh, it's all happening, to say the least, and just rolls straight into the golf. So, firstly, the courses. What do you make of, you know, the dual course situation as far as, so what, they're playing alternating courses, the men and the women, the first 2 days, Kingston Heath and Victoria Golf Club, and then playing Victoria Golf Club over the weekend?
Yeah, that's right. So two of Australia's best and two of the world's best. You should see these golf courses. They are ridiculously good. The sun has shone through in the last week, and with all the rain they've had in Melbourne, it's popped through, and it looks ridiculously good, and the players are loving it. And it's a different style of golf down here in Melbourne, the way they play. It's going to be fast, and the fairways are fast, the greens are going to be fast, the bunkering is exceptional. But the format is, yeah, both. So it's mixed. The men and women are playing on the same day, but not together. They'll be on the same golf course. So it'll be the first tee time is three men, the second tee time three women, and they'll swap over golf courses from Kingston Heath to Victoria. And then there'll be a cut after 36 holes, 60 men, 60 women, and there'll be a cut of 30 men and 30 women on Saturday. So there's two cuts that will be had on there.
What do you make of the third round cut, Gowie?
Well, it's an interesting one that a lot of the players have been talking about it, you know, because on many occasions, you know, you've gone and played on Saturday and you've had a good round of like 69 or 68. You've only just made the cut, and then you go and shoot 65, move your way up into the top 10. So I think it's the only way they can do it, because you can't have 120 players on Sunday. It just makes it too long, and it maybe not work that way. So I guess they've got to try it. This is a world first. You know, we've played men and women's tournaments, but not this many players. Like there's 290 odd players that are playing this week. So you've got to get them around and get them in TV times. We've got 5 hours of TV time in there. So, you know, I'm going to withhold my judgment or my opinion just yet until we see how it goes, and then we'll go from there.
Mossy, run me through how Tiger Woods v. Greg Norman has now become personal with Live Tour versus rest of the world.
Now, firstly, Clarkie, I'm not Mossy. I can't drink like Mossy. He's a fair drinker, right? What was the question again? I missed it.
Tiger Woods v. Greg Norman.
Oh, yeah, this is a cracker in the last couple of days. You know, Tiger's got his event, Hero World Challenge, this week. There's only like 20 players in it. And he's had a shot at Norman. A couple of weeks ago, McIlroy had a shot at him that, you know, he needs to go if they're going to talk with the US Tour. But I'm with Adam Scott on this. I don't think that Norman needs to really go. The two tours can actually operate without each other. They're just another tour. It's another golf tour. The Live Golf Tour is just another tour. So they don't really have to talk. They can run events separately. And I'd love for them to talk. I don't think it's going to happen any time yet. But the PGA Tour is just as arrogant as the Live Tour. So I don't think with egos there, they're all going to talk for quite some time anyway.
Yeah, but the Shark's not going to walk away now after he's done all the hard work.
I don't think he's going to walk away. I think they're just going to reposition him. There's talks that the old TaylorMade CEO who really lifted TaylorMade in the last 10 years will take the spot. But who knows? You know, there's that many rumours coming out and other camps starting the rumours. And now there's handbags at 20 paces at the moment. So I think we'll just wait and see.
Before we get your Oz Open tips, what about the Hero World Challenge? So this is Tiger's event, isn't it? So John Rahm's the favourite at $6. Who do you fancy in that?
Yeah, it's a hard pick. I'd be actually staying away from it. I love a bet, but really, like, it's funny money. And they're down in the Bahamas or the Albion and in the Bahamas. It's just like, who wants to play this week? I'm looking at Tommy Fleetwood purely just on the course conditions. It's a windy golf course. You've got to flight the ball low. You can run the ball around. He hasn't had a win this year. He's played really well. So he's at $21. So if they have a bet, it'll probably be on Tommy.
What about the Oz Open?
Yeah, this is a cracking field, both men and women. You know, we got Minjee Lee and Hannah Green. Carrie Webb's turning up. I spoke to Carrie yesterday. She's a little nervous actually playing, but she's flushing it. I mean, not missing a shot. She looks great. Grace Kim's back here, Laura Davies, and some of the world's best players. But there's a girl from Korea at $31, Min Sol Kim. I watched her for a few holes, and One of my colleagues, Ali Whitaker, follows the women's golf a lot closer than I do, and she reckons this kid is sensational. There's no reason why she can't win. Really, really good place. Just solid. It's just a machine. She just hits every shot. You know, it was like a few weeks ago, I played with Luke Marlowe down here, and it just reminded me of Luke Marlowe's game around Victoria Golf Club. Very, very similar. So at $31, I think she's a good bet.
Gosh, that's the best rap Marlowe's ever had.
Oh, mate, he is a machine. Hey, for the men, obviously Cam Smith, way too short for me to back. But I'll tell you what, he's back in the zone. Like, he's just on the putting green yesterday. His caddy gave me a tip in race three in Gold Coast yesterday that ran third. And he was zoned in. He wasn't even listening to us talk. So I don't know if he can go back-to-back. No one's gone back-to-back since Greg Chalmers in 2017. So Kem Davis looks good to me. He finished off the tournament really well last week. He made the cut in the mark. But I like Mark Leishman. He played well, top 20 last week. He's coming back to Melbourne Greens. This is where he likes it. He didn't like those greens at Royal Queensland. But there's obviously a plethora of players, but $17 is better than the $3.25 for Kem Smith for me.
For a novice like me, Gowie, I wouldn't be able to tell a good golfer from a poor golfer in terms of on the eye. What does Cam Smith look like when you watch him play?
He reminds me of the younger, thinner version of Peter Senior. They're these people that can go into the arena and they're just bulldogs. They just compete. And he's a competitor. Oh. I spoke to his coach last week. I said, mate, he looks busted. This is in the practice round, the pro-am, when he played with Cam Smith, the football. I said, mate, he looks tired. He goes, yeah, but you wait till you tees it up tomorrow morning. He just gets into that arena. But he's got all these parts of his game that just he's got better and better over the years. So his short game is immaculate. We know that. But his long irons that he wasn't great at, he's got better at it every year. So he's got all parts of the game. He wasn't a great driver of the ball. This year he's become a better driver of the ball. He's just a smarter player. I watched him in the pro-am yesterday in a couple of holes, and he just mapped his way around. He's just a clever golfer, but a gritty golfer that just digs deep and gets every bit of his game. He doesn't let anything get to him. He just wanders through it. If he has a birdie, it's the same reaction if he has a bogey. And as boring that may be, that's what you've got to do.
By the way, just on Cam Smith, have you seen the vision going around of him celebrating with all his family, all his friends, I guess, I think it was the Bricky Creek, was it up there last Sunday evening? On someone's shoulders, watching the replay of his putt go in on the last. They're all going nuts. Oh, it's awesome.
He's got a bunch of guys. This is with Cam Smith in a nutshell. The kids and the guys and people that he grew up with, they're still around. They're part of his, what they call the team. Everyone's got a team these days, but he's got a team that are all his mates who come over to the majors and they come and spend time. And Jackie's best mate actually lives with him over there. In Ponte Vedra and has for probably 4 or 5 years now that just some comforts at home that Cam needed because he is a real Aussie and he loves hanging out and loves his footy and his racing and his drinking. So, that was a Brecky Creek and that was Sunday night. But he got back, straight into it on Monday morning, was back at the golf course down in Melbourne. So he's here to win, that's for sure. His goal was he's got to go back to America for 5 or 6 days before he comes back to Australia again and he's here to win. So, we never write him off, but at that price, I'm not going to put any money on him.
Enjoy the Oz Open, mate.
Thanks, fellas.